Blog Talk Radio.
Kobe Paul. Gloria, 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 talking about taking you on home, cause you're up in our zone. We'll be setting music on the telephone. Now you know we're not wrong. We won't change our tone. We're gonna tell it, tell it.
Thank you. Kelly Nelly in the house. Yes. How's all my listeners doing? How you doing, Philip? Dr. Philip Deuce in the house. Sister Vanda Tuppercorn in the house. How's everybody doing? We love it. Is God leaning on you?
Oh, yeah.
Hot dog by the door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's my sound right there. Lean on me. Oh, that's my sound. Y'all know y'all messed up my hair. Now y'all got me screaming and stuff. You got me screaming too early.
Oh,
bless the Lord, oh my soul. That's it. Helen Miller in the house. You got that little bounce on. Let me put it up. Let me get that bounce on. Say that.
Hey, Helen Miller. Hey,
Sunday evening. We thank you for all of our listeners. Oh, Lord, we have a good time up in here already. It's good.
Sure.
Yes, it is. Wait. It's too quiet. Where's Miss D? Because I want to know right now where Miss D. I don't hear nobody. He don't know location. Because I want to find out where the location at.
He's working. You know he's working, baby. He's working.
We working. This the work over here. What kind of work he doing?
Today
he's taking around some gospel artists, hip hop artists around Atlanta. You know, that's what he does. He's a security for the celebrities. So we got some security, some celebrities. They out on the town, you know, doing what he do.
Well,
I need that job.
He's making an honest dollar, baby.
That don't sound like it's honest to me. Sound like you just having too good a time. I need that job right now.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, like I said, we on the air right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes with Good Google Mooga Gospels Part 2 coming up right here on the air on today.
Oh, yeah.
And before we get crunk, we're going to say a prayer, and we're going to usher right on in here to just because we're glad we got Jesus in our hearts. And I tell you, we're going to play that. You know what? The Cantor Spirituals is going to be here in the ATL on June 7th with Shirley Caesar. We know we can't miss that. They're going to tear the house. You know, they're going to tear the roof off the house. You know they're going to do that, right? If you don't
know,
now you know. We're going to be matter of fact, it's not even going to be, it's going to be in Macon, down in Macon. So all of you all who can make it down there, let's get down there and do it and support them. Let's support them. You know, when they come our way, we got to support them. When we come their way, we hope they support us. That's how we want to go. So anyway, let's pray right here. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being on the air another Sunday, Lord God. We thank you for all of our listeners and the host that's on the air right now, God. And we thank you just for being alive this morning, for all of us that's still breathing and sitting in these bodies, Lord. These bodies of clay that you molded, oh Lord, for us. And we just thank you for being able to watch over us and take care of us, that everything in these bodies is working in the perfection that you created them to function. And we just so grateful. We're so grateful to be able to say that right here on the air. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We lift up and magnify your name. We pray for this United States of America and all of the people that's running for president. Lord God, we praying for them right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Woo, because that is a run. You hear what I say?
Uh-huh.
They're dropping like flies, Dr. Deuce. What's going on?
Well, they get out there and they find out that it ain't what they thought it was. And they have to drop out.
I noticed that with Barack Obama and the presidents before, well, as soon as they start their presidency, the first year their hair start turning gray.
That's right. Hey, I
Obama went in with black hair, came out with pure white hair.
That's right, platinum blonde. But hey, I get y'all something to think about. Look here. Y'all, all them folks y'all here talking all that talk about if they become president, blah, blah, squad. If I'm president, blah, blah, squad. Watch and see what they do now that they're not in the office if they try to do any of that stuff they were talking about. And if they are not trying to do any of that stuff they were talking about, they were liars from the get-up.
I'm going to tell you. One thing Trump did, most of the, a lot of stuff he said he was going to do, he did.
Yeah, you know what? That is so true. And he shifted a whole bunch of money. That's why they talk about that tax bill. He has taken Reaganomics and put it on steroids. Because the cost of living, and your job don't match. The young people today, they can't do what I did when I was coming up. You can have your regular job and buy a house. You can't have no regular job and buy no house in this market.
No. You got
to have
five
jobs.
You ain't gonna make it. Yeah, it's a haul that we got to get prepare ourselves for because we haven't even seen the tip of the iceberg yet.
That's right.
It's time to prepare yourself now while you got time, while you're still in these bodies. As long as you're in these bodies and breathing God's beautiful oxygen and letting out his carbon dioxide, you better know that you got to prepare yourself for a time this is this, and the times is worse than this because it's coming. It's not when. It's not if. It's when. It's when it's coming. It's coming. So prepare yourself.
It's coming. That's right. It's coming.
Prepare yourself. But you know what? I'm glad I got Jesus down in my heart. Can the spirituals in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Valley. Let's do this.
Let me hear all y'all at one time. Listen.
I got
you. You got a mighty good.
yes, we're so glad you got Jesus. If you don't have him, you better find out how to get him because you're going to need him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's kind of spirituals in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. I tell you, you better have you some Jesus up in you because you're going to have him.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen.
I'm telling you, it's a new day. When I say a new day, y'all better figure out the new way because the new way is here. And it's time for us to get ourselves lined up and aligned with what's going on because you just can't sit back and just let things just happen no more. You got to be prepared to be able to survive in these trying times because if you ever heard of those trials and tribulations, I tell you, they try to come up on you. But see, God's people, God protects his own. He has his arm, and you have to know that, and you have to believe that in your heart, that God is going to protect you. He is our fortress, and he is our refuge. Don't forget
Amen.
That ever.
That's right. That's right.
Because
yeah,
this
you
world is going to see some crazy stuff.
So true. So true. You know what? I have to remember one thing about our God. This is what he does. He fed the children of Israel. One time he fed them on a daily basis, and he gave them manna every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then another time he gave them so much quail meat that they didn't have. They just full of meat. So however he does
mm-hmm.
things, we gotta trust him. Because
mm-hmm.
there's some difficult. Pastor King put it like this one time. He said we got some difficult days ahead. But God.
Mm-hmm.
But God.
Mm-hmm. But God. Our God is so special. You know what? I was thinking about what you just said. When you said he used to feed the Israelites every day, and he was so he's such a good God that he told them, "Don't be greedy. You ain't got to be greedy. You ain't got to be fighting over trying to stash nothing nowhere. Because look,
that's
I'm gonna
right.
rain that down every day. As a matter of fact,
every
I don't even
day.
Want you saving none.
Because
I don't
right.
even want you to save it."
Oh, wait a minute, hold on.
That's
preach.
The kind of
gotta
God
preach.
We
got to preach. Got to preach. And when they tried to save it, right? He said, "I want you to trust me. It's gonna be there." Got to preach.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get
That's
us
right.
some organ music
trust.
So we can close. We got to get us some organ music on so we can close. And all you got to do
That's
is
right.
keep on trusting the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh,
fine. I know you can preach, man.
You know the James Brown preacher over here.
That's why he got it from the church. James Brown saw
mm-hmm.
some preacher falling down on his knees in church. He said, "I'm gonna put that in my act."
I don't know about that, Dr.
That's
no,
where he got it from.
You think that's what happened?
I have
you
no doubt
that
in my heart
plan for that
church.
To happen like that.
And he went to church one Sunday and saw the preacher pouring out his heart, and that preacher said, "Go on, where?" And he said, "Wait a minute, hold up, I think I can do that."
God said, "Trust in him." He said, "If you take one step, I'll take all the steps, not two."
So
not,
no.
You
know, so
if you
no.
take one step, I'll take two. No, God said, "If you take one step, I'll take you the whole way. You should believe I can do it. If you believe I can do it." Ah, Lord. Joseph Wheeler in the house. One step. We're going to do one step. And he said, "I take two," but you know he take more than
If
y'all
you're out
no
there
more.
And you're searching, trying to find some peace of mind, reflections of your are haunting you and you wanna leave them all behind. Well, if you take one step, God will take two. If you draw closer to him, he will draw closer to you. And if you deny yourself to take up your cross, you will have life abundantly. Your past wrong, he if you just wanna give up, give up right now. Cause everyone's getting ahead except for you. Well, if you take one step, God will take two. And if you draw closer to Him, He will draw closer to you. And if you deny yourself, take up your cross, you will have life abundantly, and your soul won't be lost. He will save you, He will save you, He will save you. He will save you, He will save you. All you gotta do,
just take one step, and God will take two.
If you draw closer to Him, He will draw closer to you.
And if you deny yourself, take up your cross, you will have life abundantly,
and your soul won't be lost.
One step.
Amen.
God will take 100 trillion, million, zillion, trillion, lillion. I don't even know how far it could go.
That's right.
What kind of count is that?
That's that long count. The never ending number. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Dr. Philip Dukes, we got Black History here for today. Any kind of Black History you would like to bring to the forefront here on Glorious Gospel Hour today?
I was going through my mental notes, and we had two or three subjects that we left off on, and I want to talk some more today about the purpose of Black people in America. We had left off on that. I was going through my mental notes and some of that stuff, and as we are just into this new year, I want to just touch on some of that, because when we talk about Black history is such a vast subject, and some people think it's open to interpretation, and it's really not. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is just tell the truth, and you'll find out everything on the planet is tied to Black people. But in particular, in our country today, we got the coronavirus coming out, and we have all these different things, and people talk about being Black in America. There's a station, I think it was CBS, they did this thing on Black in America. Soledad O'Brien, they were doing the thing Black in America. And I want to ask y'all a question, especially those of you who know the Lord. We sometimes do not understand the purpose of Black people in America. God did not send us over here to be brutalized and to suffer the things that we suffered for 240 years of slavery and another 100 years of Jim Crow and what we go through today. That was not his will. But what God does, he gets in things when men are doing injustice to other men. Now, I'm talking to you believers today, those of you who are listening to this broadcast and you've been born of the Spirit of God. I'm going to tell you one of our purpose in America today. It is to show love. When we study our history, when we study the brutality of what America has done to black people and still do, and the injustice, we need to act like Jesus. That does not mean that we let people off the hook, but we stand up on the word of God. And remember, we're not talking about, like, we have a lot of group of brothers out there, the 5% of the Hebrew Israelites, talking about the white man God. No, this is not the white man God, okay? This is the God of all flesh. And the purpose of we ought to be operating in America is showing love and forgiveness and dealing with these issues because in the coming years, this what we call racism, which is actually no such thing as racism, it is culture bias against black people, is going to get worse. Remember, I told you that on this program, it's going to get worse because the church has never actually dealt with it, and everything is not all right. Under this president
we have now,
these things have gone up some 30 and 40%. Okay, but the purpose that we're supposed to be operating in is pushing the love of God and not just trying to hope something happens, but we got to put our hands to the wheel and call attention to it, call attention to unrighteousness, stand on the word of God. Our job is to go pick up, not just go to some of y'all. I know some of y'all go to some white churches out there. I ain't knocking that, all right? But we got to pick up our white brothers and say, we go to church with you, but y'all don't come and work with us. And y'all don't deal with no black issues in America, and we need to walk in love. That's why we don't have no revival in America. Because we don't walk in love. Yeah, but we got to push that. See, that's what our purpose is today, because those wounds are still there. They're covered up, and that bigotry is still there. And there are some things that come along, and all of a sudden the ugly puss start coming out because we're in the church. We got to start somewhere. We got to start somewhere being the bomb in Gilead and dealing with the issues. And we were doing it at one time, but when Pastor King died, it died because those guys that are around him didn't pick up the ball and run with it. They pulled out their wallets and said, "Fill it." I ain't going to call no names. I'm just going to say it. But we, as black people, we have to now, as Christians, have to begin to take the lead. And don't look for leadership to take it. This is going to become from a grounds roots movement because it's so controversial. It's so painful. I interview a whole lot of older black people that are in their 70s and up. And then you talk to them, like my mama, 81, and I talked to her about being a sharecropper and some of the wicked things that was done to them. I had relatives in Detroit, some in Jersey, how they treated them in factories and how they brutalized them and cheated them all the way down to the day. And even when you look at the banks, Elizabeth Warren brought it up in the Democratic debates, how banks have deliberately kept black people in poverty, redlining their communities. So we got to show love and I'm for lack of a better term right now, invoke God to come in.
My God.
To come in, God, and be willing to stand up. Because, see, black people, we have a whole lot of culture issues we got to deal with, and only God can heal them, but we hold society accountable. But we got to stand up in the book. And let me tell y'all something else. Y'all stop being ashamed to own Jesus.
Come on now.
Stop being ashamed to own Jesus. We live in a culture that want to tell their boy, if they feel like they're a little girl, it's all right. And Jesus said it ain't all right.
The devil is a lie.
We got to stand up on the word of God and not brutalize people and browbeat them, but speak the truth in love. See, revival come when we show love, especially with our white brothers. We got to stand on this word and say, come on, man, we brothers. We brothers. We never had that movement in America. And I'm going to talk some more about this later on. I'm gonna tell you about 1981, the advent of PTL. because something happened in the Christian world that everybody keeps overlooking. I'm going to talk about that next time. Y'all remind me of that. And I'm going to call a man's name who was an artist. His name was Carmen.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you the link between these things from 1981 all the way up to today in the church world. But we got to start walking in love. Revival is coming when we start walking in love and pushing the issue, because the enemy is separating people. Concerning the liberals in the church.
We need to be on ours. That's right.
Amen. That's my spiel for the day.
Y'all.
Y'all get ready. Oh, let me call TD Jakes. Get ready.
He said that for that. He says that could go on for until the end of time. That's those same words. Those two words.
That's right.
Get ready, because we're supposed to be on the lookout. We're supposed to be already on the lookout. You know, what the young people say, on point. We're supposed to be on point with this.
That's right.
So it's time for us to wake up and get up. Get up and wake up.
And don't think you can't do it. Don't let anybody tell you limited. Boy, a group of Christians in every city, you'll be surprised at how God is getting to move with you, because you got so many that are afraid, because they're afraid to lose what they got. A lot of preachers say, well, this is what got me here. This is what got me in this position. I don't want to rock this boat. That's why you don't see our major leaders taking the forefront against certain things, because they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to rock that boat. They don't want to rock that boat.
Well, it's time to rock something, because we got to get ready for the end times and all the things that are coming on.
$2 million. I can only imagine if Gilbert Pope had $2 million. I can tell people what evangelist Gilbert Pope would do with $2 million. And it wouldn't be going on no Caribbean cruise all the time.
No way.
Should be set up,
go on right now. With all this stuff going on, I ain't got time to take no cruise. But I don't know if God says go, then I'll go, because I know I'll be protected. But
I know
it is time to get ready for the end of all things. Because and just to quote some things that a pastor friend of mine used to say, Pastor David Wilkerson. I used to love him. I used to love to hear him talking, and some of the things he had a lot of wisdom in some of the things that he would say. But he would talk about Peter. You know, he says Peter would speak of the last days all the time, and he stated that the end of all things is at hand, and ye therefore be sober.
That's
and
right.
Watch
sober
into prayer, and above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sin. And you know, y'all was in 1 Peter 4:4. Y'all
right.
know that. So around the 7th, 8th verse. Peter also mentioned in the last days in the 2nd epistle how, moreover, in that the letter he refers to as his own limited time on earth, he tells the church shortly, I must take off my tabernacle.
Yes, sir.
He's saying, in other words, God has shown me my time on earth is short.
Peter knew
that the Lord would come and take him home one day, and yet before he would do that, the Holy Ghost gave his disciple a word from the church about the very end of these days. That's before us right now. And so in Peter's 2nd epistle, he read the last words of a dying shepherd to the believers, and that was to his charge. This man, which is Peter, was fully aware of the world would never believe his message about the end times. Clearly, Peter's message was meant for the New Testament church, both in the time he wrote it and from every succeeding generation of believers. And it is a
Amen.
Message of warning, as Peter prophesied for the Father. There shall be false teachers among you. He prophesied these things.
Yes.
Who will privily shall bring in damnation, heresies, gossip. And many should follow their premonition ways. And through covetousness shall they be fringe words make merchandise of you.
That's right.
Now, this is what Peter said.
That's
and he
right.
said,
make
there shall come in the last day scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise that the Lord said he was coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. And they will walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanliness and despise government. the laws of the land. They're going to despise that, which they're doing right now. Presumptuous, are they self-willed? They are not afraid to speak evil of dignity. They ain't afraid of nobody. They think them, and they'll put a gun in your face
That's
and
right.
don't even blink. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and in that which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then
yes.
that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye be in all holy
Ooh.
Conversation and godliness? Looking
Preach,
for and hastening to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens
Preach.
Being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. So as Christians, we believe God's word about the times to come, and we react spirit-directed warnings from God, holy watchmen today. Indeed, we see the handwriting on the wall. Still, an important question arises for every Christian today, as it must have arisen for believers in the day of Peter. So y'all, you know what? God is not his game. He don't play games. He never plays games. But the
sure
games
enough.
That people playing and thinking God is asleep, and he don't see, and he don't hear, and he don't notice, and
mm-hmm.
he don't know every little thing you do and what you was gonna do before you did it. I can't even fathom how a person can say there is no God. I can't even bring it into my mind. I don't know.
It's like Mike Tyson say, it's ludicrous. It's ludicrous.
I'm appalled.
It's ludicrous.
I'm appalled because I don't understand how
yep.
someone can even say that there's no higher power more powerful than they are.
Yep.
And that owns everything in the spirit. How you think you are breathing right now? The question that arises for many Christians yep. is, how do we prepare
Amen.
For this tumult, these tumultuous times
Amen.
To get ready to hit us? If we get ready to hit us, you know how you have to think that. How do us as Christians who believe, but you don't have to worry. God said, "Trust me. I promise you, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. I promise you." That's all we got to do.
Amen. Amen.
And let love be shown on the outside as much as on the inside. And that's something that Dr. Duke said earlier. We got to love. We got to keep loving. I don't care what it seems like, what it looked like. People cuss us out. People talk about us.
That's
they
right.
treat us bad. They've been kicking us for 400 more than that years. So it shouldn't be no surprise.
That's right.
It shouldn't be no surprise. Because we know we got someone that's on our side.
That's right.
And if he brought us this far, he going to take us on. He's going to take us on. He done brought us
sure
a long ways.
Sure enough.
Mm, I'm thankful I didn't have to pick the cotton. Because I probably wouldn't be here today.
You've been out there rebelling.
No rebelling. Y'all be bringing me canteen money right now. You be bringing me canteen
hey,
money right now.
Like
and
that
right
now. Y'all be trying to run away.
They be trying to give some money to get my coffin. That's what I say, because it's going to be able to go down. It will go down. Oh, Lord.
Coffin.
She said, get her coffin. She don't want no candy. But so you know that's not God's plan for you. You need to stop. That's why I'm just
oh,
saying, I'm just going to put it on out there. Ain't no sense of being in the back. I know where I would be if I was back there. I'm not picking nobody's cotton. I'm not picking no peas. I ain't picking none of that. Okay. Whew, okay. Let's go.
You've been in the house.
Song before we get. God's playing.
You've been in the house.
Playing, drinking the house. Drink, Draco. Oh, please, somebody.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wish on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm. Don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan. God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, yeah. I finesse down Western Road, hey, yeah. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait, yeah. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, nope, hey. Someone watching this shit close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, hey, road, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah, yeah. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Yeah.
God's plan. See, y'all see what Drake said? He ain't shame. He ain't shame. He ain't shame. He just letting you know that he's down with God. He ain't. He's not perfect. He said he's sorry, but he just love his mom and dad and all that kind of stuff because he don't see so much. But he gonna be with God and let God show him the way. I tell you, some of y'all know that if you hook up with tie up with God, you know you gonna get it right. But some of y'all scared to get it right. I believe you're really scared. You don't wanna let that weed go. You don't wanna let that corners go. You don't wanna let that. Woo!
About Drake that people don't like to talk about. Drake, y'all know Drake is a Jew. His dad is a Jew.
Okay.
And he brought that up when he go to the bar mitzvah, how the European Jews treated him. His daddy, you know, his daddy is an Orthodox European Jew.
That's something for y'all. Got caught up.
And it's a lot of us got Jewish roots. That's something else we're going to talk about. A lot
of
us have Jewish. Not all of us.
We might
don't
need to do an ancestry.com thing. Find out
Judaism was in Africa 3,000 years before it got to Europe, and it was started by a group of colored people. That's another subject we'll talk about, though, at later.
You need to run it. You need to run that. You need to let them know.
We don't talk about that. How the Europeans became Jews. A lot of them have the bloodline, and a lot of them came through what we call being proselytes. But this thing started with North African people.
Well, I have a problem with a certain person. I don't call no name, but every time when they show the Jews on television and how poor they are and they need this money, y'all need to send this money, they always say, well, those are not the original Jews. And why should I send them money? Because they're not the original Jews. I'm like, ugh.
But some of them do have the
I said, but
line,
they, I said, but
right.
Regardless
right.
of that, they need. That's why love comes
out. Oh, yeah,
out.
Right.
That's
what you mean. Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. You're right. They point that particular group out. They don't point
right.
the other groups out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So, I'm no... Mm-hmm. But anyway, so for all of you all that need, that's not saved, and don't know God and want to know God, all you can do right now, right here, while you listen to this broadcast, is repeat this prayer of salvation, and guess what? You'll be saved. You'll be covered. Jesus would be there with you. He said he would never forsake you nor let you go. He just would not do it. He will not. He will not. He will not. And you can trust, and you get to reading that word, and you'll see your whole life change right before you.
Amen.
Your
Amen.
Whole life will turn around, do
Amen.
A 360-degree turnaround. And you won't even, and then you'll say, oh, I can't believe that happened. Well,
Amen.
See, that's what God do. He say, believe it, because he is the great I am. He is. He's it. Anything you can
yes,
say, I am. He say, I am it.
Yes, he is.
I am. Anything good. Anything good. So if anyone that's on the air right now that want to be saved and maybe you're fearful of being in front of the church and walking down and all that kind of stuff, you can be saved right here, right now, today. And we're going to spend, all you got to do is repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, I want to be saved and come into the fullness of you. I know that I've sinned, and I ask that you forgive all my sins. The ones I know about and the ones I don't know about. I now confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I ask that Jesus come into my heart and create in me the kind of person you, Father, had intended me to be. I thank you for this wonderful gift, and now I know that I am saved. Amen. If you said that with me, that prayer of salvation with me, then you are saved from this day forward. March 8th, 2020, right here at 7:22 p.m., you are saved.
Amen. Amen.
And all you need to do is find your church that is preaching the Rhema word of God, and you will know in your
Amen.
Spirit and in your soul that you are in the right place. The Bible says
Amen.
There's a book for everyone. You'll be comforted.
Amen.
I tell you, and you begin to read that word for yourself along with that church, and you'll find yourself in a whole different realm of life. And then God will pick it up, and he'll take it from there. The Holy Ghost will be present, come on the scene, and he will take it from there. I'm just leading you in, and I just thank God for all of you all that did say this prayer of salvation, that you are saved and you're ready. When Jesus come back, you'll be gone with him. You'll be gone with him. Repent of every
Amen.
Sin. Ask God to repent of your sins and ask him to forgive you, and he will forgive you. Why? Because you're on the new covenant now.
Amen.
That's the new covenant of grace through Jesus
Amen.
Christ and his shed blood. So, we've had a grand time here today, y'all. Yes, we have. Sister Betty, did you have a good time? Dr. Philip Duke, y'all had a good time. I had music. I always had music down, baby. Now, I need you to play a song for me before we get off this air. I got to have this song. Because it's not what you say. You said you got to believe in everything. So can you play that? I believe.
Well, it's a lot of songs.
It's a lot of songs. I believe. It's kind of slow, you know. I believe.
We got it.
Dr. Deuce, we just thank you for being on the air here today. Yeah, so we sure need you. Thank you. I hope everything going well with you in Florida down there in Riviera Beach, Palm Beach County area. And how's the force going on down there? How's everything going?
Well, it's getting better. We got a new police chief in the city, and we just trying
That's
to do
right.
some things different. I'm really trying
okay.
to pull people together. I told him it's time for us to take Dope Boys territory. We go out and witness to them, but nobody in our city should be selling drugs anywhere at any time, illegal drugs, in our neighborhoods. And they are resisting it. Like I said, we are overdue. We can't talk about nothing coming out of our community when we are unwilling to change our community atmosphere. We are unwilling to do that, talking about with this violence that we got going on, because all of it is tied to thug life in the drug retail market. And we're going to tear that down.
Well, it's just so much going on, and then they're getting ready. And when you think you're just getting on the brink of kind of straightening things out, here come a new law, like here in the ATL, now to legalize marijuana on a regular basis, and you know that's going to be bringing some craziness.
That's going to mess up a whole bunch of stuff.
Yes, that's what they do. You know, the enemy steps in just like that. He steps in just like that because people don't have no vision. They don't have nothing, you know.
Well,
so now that they're at the table with this legalization of marijuana, which is crazywana, that's what I call it, crazywana, because you smoke that stuff these days, I don't know what that is, you know, back in the day when we used to smoke
it. It's awesome. It's awesome. They need to give me my time back for locking me up now that they're legalizing marijuana because I was trying to get that money. They need to give me my time back and compensate me.
They need to give me my back, too. I mean, you know what? Because they tried to put me down, too, my stuff.
Oh, you smoke weed? Sometimes? Damn, I mean, I tell you, you the one saying it. You said it.
She still got them strawberry papers.
Damn, I mean.
Oh, we're going to ride on up out of here. But I believe, so the badges up go on, I believe, is Isaiah 4:5. Fire right here on Glorious Gospel Ride. We love you. We'll see you back here next week. Same time. Same place. Right here. We love you.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
That you've been struggling.